you really can have it all, but all, but all, but all, but all, but all. Welcome to Having It All, featuring experts and pioneers in health, wealth, relationships, and spirituality, creating a healthier, wealthier, happier you. And now, here's your host, the Miracle Mama, Marbeth Dunn.
Woo! Coming up, can numbers rule your life? Esoteric numerologist Elizabeth Summers shares how. But first, I'm Marbeth Dunn, the Miracle Mama, and we have a great show for you. We're going to have Elizabeth on in a little while, and here the weather has been amazing. South Florida is just gorgeous now, and I don't know about you, but I love spending time outside. I love watching the birds, the squirrels. They make me so happy. I love those squirrels when they just go bouncing by. And yesterday, I saw a bee. Now, this is very exciting for me because you know how bees have been dying off. And this is the first bee I have seen in almost 2 years of living in this house. People have just been so Monsanto happy, I guess, with Roundup. They've been killing the bees. And so I was thrilled to see it. I don't use any chemicals on our property. So this just made my day. So when you're outside, the energy of the earth is calming. It's peaceful. Do you ever find that when you have a lot going on in your life, maybe you haven't taken time to process your feelings, your emotions, maybe you're really stressed. And if your emotions are intense, it can be really difficult to be in your body. Your body holds any stuck emotions waiting for you to acknowledge them. And if you don't want to feel them, it's real easy to go up into your head and disconnect from your feelings. But when you spend time in nature, it feels good. You can drop down into your body and let your senses take over, and you can start to relax and feel that warm sun on your body. Listen to the bird songs, feel the breeze, take in the visual beauty of Mother Nature, and smell the roses. You can be fully present in the experience, and being present is a gift. It really is your pivotal point of power. So it's a good thing to be present, as long as you're comfortable with it. If you're feeling tense or stressed, make it a point to get out in nature. Take a walk and let Mother Nature absorb any old, stale energy you've been carrying. She knows how to transmute it. Promise me that you are going to take the time to nourish yourself every day, even if it's just for a few minutes, and breathe. Breathe deeply. Your deep breaths fill the body up with life force energy or prana. So visualize that old, stale energy draining back into the earth through the soles of your feet and fresh, vibrant energy flowing up in its place. You totally deserve it. You'll feel refreshed, recharged, and raring to go. So take that time for yourself. Do it. So now it is my pleasure to have our special guest, Elizabeth Summers. She is a professional esoteric numerologer, medium, psychic intuitive, teacher, radio personality, and author. Elizabeth utilizes both the Pythagorean and Chaldean numerology systems to give depth to her clients' reading interpretations. Spiritually guiding clients since 1988, Elizabeth provides practical information combining numerology, astrology, and tarot interpretations in her personal readings. She has a monthly column, The Magical World of Numbers, that appears in several national publications. And she has numerology workshops and seminars that are always well attended. Oh, I'm so thrilled to have you on the call, Elizabeth.
Well, hi there, darling. Thank you so much for having me on your show, and hello to everyone out there listening. We're going to have, I think, a real dynamic time this evening together.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I think we may even have time for some people to call in and get mini numerology readings, don't you think?
Oh, I just love that. Absolutely. So, and I'm very open to that. When the time comes, I'll tell everyone the information that I need. It goes very fast, and we'll get as many callers in as you have time for. So that's fine with me.
Awesome. So first, what is numerology?
Numerology is a system of codes, like a language, French, German, whatever. And numbers have no power. They are symbols of issues. What we write on paper is called numerals. And the numerals represent quantities, 6 dozen of this, 7 of that, 8 of this. But numbers represent qualities. And so they have no power, but I interpret them as a language. And that interpretation of through formulas, through these ancient formulas, 5,000-year-old Chaldean system, 2,600-year-old Pythagorean system, I assign those numbers from those systems to the person's birth name and their month, day, and year of birth to start with. Then I interpret the results of the numbers. Not just from 1 through 8, not just 1 through 9, but all the way up through 1 through 78 that correlate to the ancient tarot. And if you think of it this way, Maribeth, the basic numbers that are found all over the internet, my dear, the basic numbers 1 through 9, for instance, they're like a basic black dress. The work that I do gets that basic black dress. And then when I start adding in all the other formulas, it's like adding jewelry to that basic black dress. And the codes, according to the tarot number interpretation, determine, is the person dealing with emotional issues or financial or stressy or job or career? And it helps me to guide them through the journey that they are in as a human experience in any moment of time. So numbers have no power. They are a language, and I'm an interpreter. That's my job.
All right. I have to tell you that when I was born, my grandmother was into numerology, and she picked out a name for me, actually my name, but with a different spelling. And don't you know that on the birth certificate, they changed the spelling. And now I truly believe that that was meant to be. But
I agree with you. When I do natal readings, blueprint readings for my clients, I explain to them that every soul names itself. It telepathically, prior to birth, its birth, it telepathically goes to the soul of the person or persons who eventually names it and says, hello, this is the name that I want to use in my human experience. Why? Because a person's birth name represents the memories by code of their past life experiences that they have had, like tools in a toolbox, that are being used and impacting like tools in this lifetime. And so therefore, just because your mother, I think she got a little miscommunication, or your grandmother there, put it one way, you as a soul directed the correct energy field that you want on that birth certificate. Every soul names itself telepathically. And I think that's what happened.
Oh, I believe it. So there's so much. This is such a juicy subject. I just don't know quite where to start. But when we're talking about the Pythagorean numerology, this is Pythagoras. This is based on the Greek system.
Pythagoras actually was and still is a highly evolved ascended master. His real name is Kasumi, and he has come several times to human experience. Kasumi
cool.
has come as Saint Francis of Assisi. He came as Bartholomew, one of the apostles. Prior to that, he came as Pythagoras, and he and his students traveled around the Mediterranean Sea, and he was a prominent mathematician, yes, folks of geometry fame, mathematician and metaphysician. And he believed in his work that the universe, which is true, works in a very systematic, orderly, time-oriented journey. And to me, his work, when I do those formulas for my clients, his work to me is more psychological, more attitudinal, behavioral, more practical. That is why I go deeper into the 5,000-year-old Chaldean system. Now, there's Chaldeans still over in Iran and Iraq. There's still a sect of that. The Magi that came to Jesus when he was 2 years old, not in the stable, folks, they were Chaldeans, and they were prominent astrologers. And they developed their mystery schools, and I love their system because it takes me way down deep into the soul's energy fields by code, by formula. And I have just found personally and doing this work for my clients that it is down in that system that I really can identify the energy of the person that I'm reading for. And I take that and I combine it with the Pythagorean system, and we have a well-rounded reading. And then, of course, I bring in astrology. And the reason I bring in astrology is that, to go back to before a person's born, every soul chooses the millisecond to be born. And I don't want to hear about premature births and all of that sort of stuff. It chooses when to be born because it needs to work in conjunction with the energy where the universe is at that time, because the universe is the support system. It's a helper. And so therefore, when I can, I bring in, I always look at the person's astrology basic codes that I add in, which adds a dimension to the interpretations that I do in a reading. And it's like a big bundle. And you know, Maribeth, I do everything by hand. Nothing is done on the computer. I put out 4 pages in front of me when I do a person's reading. I'm preparing for a reading. And I do every single formula on those 4 pages by hand because as I move through those processes, I begin to feel, as a medium actually, feel that person's energy, their issues, whether they are in a spiffy-doodle time of their life or if they're in a difficult time in their life. And I've had clients say, well, what if you see something? There's no bad. There's no good. There's no bad. It's all process. And everything is temporary. It's going to come. It's going to go. And sometimes, I'll tell you straight up, sometimes I've done charts, I'm working through this, and I'm thinking, please, dear God, come and help me with the right words to help me get this client through this because it really is a little toughy and not scare the death out of them, you know what I mean? So therefore know that by the time I'm finished with those 4 pages, of formulas, no words, just formulas, I have a very clear picture as to what is going on, who that person is, what are they here to achieve, depending upon the reading that they've chosen to have. And it's just totally awesome. It's filled with awe.
That's wonderful.
These ancients had nothing else to do in their lives. They had no computers, televisions, you know, NASCARs. They had silence. And in that silence is when spirit guided them and talked to them.
Of course. Now, was this system, this Chaldean system, was this handed down through cuneiform tablets?
You know, I think so. However, a lot of their artifacts have been lost. And so a lot of it was word of mouth, handed down, and the actual artifacts, like the books and what have you, much of that has been lost over the centuries. I mean, it's 5,000 years old. And I'm sure that there is stonework someplace that explained that. But basically, in the way I found it and the way I researched it, has been through very few books, very few technical books of explanations of formulas and assignments. Mm-hmm. Not a lot out there.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. So let's talk about what does it mean to get a reading? What's a life path number?
Well, this is very interesting. I have people that, when they know I'm a numerologer, and they've been all over the internet with this numerology, they'll say to me, I'm a 4, I'm a 3, I'm a 6. And my attitude is, no, you're not. What they're basically doing is adding their month, day, and year of birth together, which gives the life path number, and that's what they're saying that they are. That is not who a person is. It is indicative of what they are here as a soul to improve upon. It is the big life path number. It's like a plot line in a novel. So it's not who you are. It's what you were here to learn as a thread for spiritual growth and improvement. Who you are comes from your vowels in your name. The vowels are the heavy hitters. The vowels in a person's birth name carry the God force. And no matter what other name, for instance, when women get married, and by the way, ladies, as an esoteric numerologer, we do recommend that you hyphenate your last name with a hyphen, as they did in the 60s. Those women livers kind of had something going on there. You hyphenate your birth name with the name of the person that becomes your partner. The person's first name tells me their attitudes, their behaviors as a human experience this time around. That is their material name. A person's middle name contains the emotional indicators that they're bringing into this lifetime. That is their emotional suitcase, if you will. And a person's last name on their birth certificate is their spiritual suitcase of memories coming into this lifetime. And that last name is the tribal name, and it is energetically brought into a person's life from the father's spiritual DNA. Maybe not the daddy, but the vibration that is found in that last name. When, for instance, a woman then gets married and takes on a new name, a last name, or people have nicknames or they'll shorten those names from their birth certificate name, that new name is called an angle of development. And it can put into a person's energy field, what is missing coming in here, it can sometimes throw it totally out of whack. I've had many women who are getting divorces contact me and say, you know, I'm thinking about going back to my birth name, my original name. This, you know, is just... And I do the workup on it, and I say, honey, run. Run back to that original name, because this name puts so much overload energy along specific issues that it absolutely was detrimental to your soul's journey in this lifetime. And so an angle of development, no matter what name you are putting out to the universe on a daily basis, you are still always, always, always experiencing the vibrations that are found in your birth name. Whether you like the birth name or not, as a human entity, that is your original toolbox. And look at it this way, folks, that the original birth certificate name is like a professor in a university. The additional name is like an adjunct professor, someone who doesn't quite have the full impact as a professor does, but it still carries vibrational weight. So your life path number is not who you are. That is such a misrepresentation. It is what you are. It is the issue, whatever the number is, the issue that you are here to improve upon for your spiritual evolution.
Wow.
Who you are is found in your vows.
Wow, this is really intense. There is just so much to it. But I think it's probably time maybe that we could do a reading. What do you think? Callers, call in at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008 to have a reading with Elizabeth. Woo! So let's talk about this a little bit further. So you said that the vowels were really important. What about the consonants in the name?
The consonants reflect your outer energy, how other people see you. I always say they're like a perfume you give off energetically. And they are the outward movement energy of how other people see you, the vibration that is pushing you through life as a human being. And then what I do in the Pythagorean system, that is, I add the vowels together, the numbers of the vowels total and the consonant total, and I get what is called your path of destiny. It's like, okay, here's my tools. Now, what am I supposed to do with them? So it's your path that your soul will continue to move you through in general in this lifetime. Now, the very cool thing about that life path number that comes from your month, day, and year of birth is that it is also an indicator of career choices in a lifetime. For instance, if the life path number is a 4 and an 8, in general, I mean, this is gross generalizations. When I do a reading, I really get a little bit more detailed. But that all has to do with business, has to do with property, management, real estate, organization. And so that is sometimes when people are confused, they don't know, and this is really good for parents. I do children's readings, and for parents to help get an idea of who their child is coming in here, believe me, in raising my children, I wish I had this information. I would not have gotten so goofy and weird about some things. And I know. But the career choices can be determined is a good indicator of the guidance and the career path that the soul will keep the person on. The only one that's a little wiggle wobble there is if a person's month, day, and year of birth adds to a five, the five is going to go through more careers than you can write down on paper, because it's about change. And anyone who has a five life path number, that plot line, they have set up experiences in this life as a soul prior to birth that is that of accelerated spiritual growth. They will go through a lot of relationships, a lot of locations, a lot of career changes, a lot. It's very accelerated. It's like a NASCAR lifetime. And people will say, are you ever going to settle down? Like, no. The soul puts them here. They grow whatever they're supposed to learn here. That's done. They move on. So the number five life path number is a little hard to call in general. Now, here is another really cool, insightful formula. So the first, let's think of a novel. And so the plot line that goes from beginning to end of a novel is your life path number. But starting around 46 years of age and accelerating and intensifying, there's another formula called, has a lot of technical names, the reality number, the ultimate goal number, the maturity number. I call it what you're here to be when you grow big. And it is a secondary subplot that runs throughout a person's life. So sometimes the original life lesson number is the same as the maturity number. That's kind of rare, but that's possible. It's the maturity number, the what I'm here to be real big number, is like a second life lesson number that kicks in as a person grows older. And that is why a lot of times when people get to a certain age, there is a very significant change in their life. They'll take on a new career. They will move to a new place. They will do, and that maturity number gives insight as to career later in life, lifestyle later in life. And so therefore these numbers have such depth of interpretation, at least the way I do it, of giving insight to my clients and information that really can straighten their heads out. Bottom line, they come with mass confusion, which we all go through at various times in our lives, folks. Nothing abnormal about that. But when I'm able to do this reading, this chart, these charts, all by hand, and do their reading, because I see the story, so to speak. I see the big picture. I see the story of what's going on, either in this moment of time, if it's a transit reading, or if it's a natal reading. I see the big picture of their life, and there are certain codes, heavy duty, I call them the four nasties, Maribeth, the four nasties of karma, that not everybody has them in their chart. Not everybody's coming in here with, you know, a charcoal in their stocking. But when I see that, I very much go out of my way to give them a reading, information. All my readings get printed information that is sent. And, you know, I record everything because, you hear how much I'm talking just to you. Can you imagine an hour reading? I never shut up. And I record everything. And then immediately after the reading, I send that person a download into
awesome.
Their inbox of
and
the recording.
Elizabeth, we have a caller. So let's bring her on. Her name is Anne from Virginia. Let's bring her on, and you can demonstrate what you do.
Great. And what I need when people call in, I need the first and middle name and your month and day of birth and how old you are. I'm going to determine what year in a nine-year cycle each of the call-in folks is.
Okay.
Hi, bring her on. Hello.
Hi, Elizabeth. How are you?
Good, honey. And your name is Anne?
Anne. Do you want my last name or the middle name?
Oh, no, just your middle name. Is it Anne with an E or just A-N-N?
It's A-N-N. My whole name on my birth certificate is Anna Maria.
That's all I need, Anna Maria. Oh, my grandmother's name was Anna. I love that. And how old are you, Anne?
64.
Oh, that's an important age. And your month and day of birth?
June 16th.
16th, and now it's 19 what, dear? 19 what?
52.
Well, it's going to keep getting better and better and better for you. I tell you why. This goes to anyone who's listening who's 64 years of age. Same will apply if you're 55, 37, 46, 73, 82. If any of you out there listening is any of those ages, what I'm going to say here to Anne applies to you also. Because 64 is one of the plateaus of life of new beginnings, like a farmer planting seeds. And 64 adds to a 10-1, which is the wheel of good fortune, Anne. Hello. But I want you to know that 64 in your life is laying down seeds. Now, it usually, based on my experience, it usually takes until 65 for it really to kick in and be very obvious as to what I'm talking about. But add to that the fact that at age, if you're 64 now, I'm doing this reading for as though you were 65. Because okay. Your birthday is in June, and energetically 3 months before folks, the actual month of the birthday, which for Anne is June, 3 months before, the new year of your nine-year cycle begins to show in your life. It's like a little coffee pot percolating thematically. And so I'm doing this now, what I'm going to tell you, for 65 years of age. And for you, Anne, 65 years of age is going to be one of expansion, travel, opportunity. You're running good numbers here, honey. You are at age 65, you are in year 5 of your 9-year cycle. You're at the halfway point. It's called the second chance year. This will go from 2017 into 18. Year 5, great for travel, long-distance travel, marketing, publishing, advertising, change. I'm not going to rule out a very strong possibility of a career opportunity or change for you. You are running the suit of wands, and this is a 5, 14, 5, 23, 5. Those are excellent. There's some change that's on the horizon here for you, and it's very good. Don't be concerned about it.
That's good. I shouldn't be concerned I'm turning 65, right? Just know that that's a good thing because it equals 1.
65, 6 plus 5 adds to 11, which adds to a 2.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. And that 11, too, is an undercurrent for age 65. 11, too, says you can feel a little high-strung during your 65th year of age, which is only going to intensify that 5-year. 5-year is very restless. You have to move your physical body. It is, there are 2 codes that are connected to the body. The number 5 is connected to the physical aspect of the body. The number 7 is connected to the spiritual aspect of the body. But I think you are in for an Action Jackson age 65, girly girl.
Action Jackson. I love that. I love that. Thank you so much.
Yes, you are. I like it.
Thank you. You have... Thank you very much. Thank
you're
you.
You're welcome.
You have a great
Don't
day.
Be worried about Thank anything. You, Just get your dancing shoes on.
Thank you.
That's great. Awesome. Any more callers? 888-627-6008. You can get a free mini reading with our wonderful astrologer or numerologist, Elizabeth Summers, 888-627-6008. So in the meantime, my dear, we have Kathy Karen on the line, and her birthday, let me just take a look here, her birthday is December 13th. So welcome, Kathy.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Kathy. I can hardly hear you, dear. Is it Kathy with a K or a C?
K-A-T-H-I-E.
Kathy, and what is your middle name, Kathy?
Karen.
Karen, oh, and those K's in there, I'll tell you something about that. How old are you, darling?
63.
And you're 63? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone who is... And what year were you born? 19 what?
53.
5'3"? Are you saying 5'3"?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see here. The letter K carries a karmic aspect to it that has to do with partnerships. And it has to do with karmic partnerships. So you drew into your life, in this lifetime, partners, male-female energies. Now, that's not a sex thing. That's an energy thing, a male-female energy that is very much in your life, especially in the middle part of your life, that brought you major emotional changes in that middle lane of your life. Now, you are Sagittarius, and for the last year and a half, Sagittarius, all the way until the end of this year, praise the Lord, end of 2017, Saturn, Marine Corps drill instructor in the universe, has been sitting in the sign of Sagittarius, creating major changes, shifts, reevaluation, and Sagittarius, Aries, and Leo are fire signs. And they do not necessarily like the disciplining that Saturn imposes upon them. Now, at the end of December and into January, Saturn's going to go into Capricorn for 2.5 years. And Saturn rules Capricorn. And so Capricorns can do a little bit better with the Saturn energy, all you Capricorns listening. So I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that these last 2 years, for you have perhaps been a little challenging. Anyone who
yeah.
has a yes, and has a 13 birthday number, first of all, they don't like change, and that's the death card in Tarot, and it greatly influenced your life from 30 to 55, and you made very significant emotional changes in a more grounded way. The K's in your name are like little, I call them little feathers in the wind. They can be a little high strung. So 63 years of age is bringing to a conclusion for you money deals, property deals, executive deals, and you're coming out of, you're kind of two-thirds through, a year that potentially has been a little mopey-dopey. You are in year 7 of your current 9-year cycle. And so if you have felt a little bit of low energy from last September and all still to now, it's because of that 7-year. You're in a spiritual year. And it's a year when your soul has slowed you down. There's also been possibly some very difficult relationship situations going on, because there is your year is the 16-7 year, which is one of the nasties, and so
yeah.
know that you've had a lot of choices. Your soul has slowed you down to look at your life this year and look at possibilities and choices. Next year, when you come out of this, when Saturn leaves you and you move on here, I see a totally different energy. Money, business, you will physically feel it. You will feel, I'm in charge, get out of my way, no more mopey dopey. Katie, bar the door. I promise you. Okay? 2018 is going to be much better in your life than 2017.
I had to get rid of a relationship at work, a friendship.
Yes.
I did.
Choices. That's right. It has to do with ethics, betrayals. It's a pretty rough year. And just keep working with spirit and listening. This is your spiritual year. And watch your health.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Working on that, too.
Awesome.
But there's nothing wrong with you. It's just a mopey dopey year.
You're right about that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in, dear.
We have another caller. We have Deborah Ray, and her birthday is September 21st.
Really? Deborah Ray?
Somehow I know
that name.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi.
I know that name. So it's December what?
September 21st.
Now, the thing of it is, bless her heart, this is one of my very best friends. And she thought she could just kind of slip in here. Uh-huh. And I'm calling her on this. Bless her heart. So, yes, Deborah Ray, I do know that name. And the year that she is coming out of has to do with expansion and travel and opportunities and attitude adjustment and a young person in her life in his 30s. It has to do with partnerships with a younger person. And the suit Deborah is moving through has to do all with the suit of cups. Has to do with relationships, has to do with cups, has to do with pretty good. This, the whole vibration that is surrounding her from last September up to this August has to do with a big good vibrations, as the song says. Now, when Deborah Way, old sneaky Pete there, when she comes into her year in September, then it's going to be more career-oriented for the first part of the year of 2018 and then move back into emotional situations. But again, I don't see anything here that is anything to be worried about. It's going to be a four-year and big changes. Deborah's year coming up is a four-year, starting actually July, August. Her birthday's in September, but it's going to be a death card year. It's going to be, now no one's going to die. Deborah's not going to die, but there is going to be major transition, and I think she'll be moving to a new property. From where she is now, big changes in her life, big growth in her life. So, yeah, it's only going to... It's Deborah Ray, it's big.
May I just say that Elizabeth has been not only my guide, my mentor, my good friend, great friend for many years... If Elizabeth would tell me to buy a lottery ticket, I would buy a lottery ticket. She's always been spot on. So to all the viewer, listeners out there, if
any
of you had an inkling of having your numbers done or a natal reading or a channeling, call Elizabeth. Doesn't get any better. Thank you.
Thank you, darling. Thanks for calling in, honey.
Thank you. We have another caller. We have Jamie Elizabeth, February 13th, 1971.
Hello.
Hi,
hello,
Elizabeth.
And your first name is Jamie, J-A-M-I-E?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Jamie and Elizabeth, well, we just love that name. So,
I know.
Well, one thing, Elizabeth is your emotional name. It has the emotional clues in it. And the name of Elizabeth adds to a seven. To me, the number seven, I always call it Greta Garbo. Now, you sound as though you're probably too young to know who she is. But she's famous for a phrase that says, I want to be alone. And so if you have feelings that are kind of a loner, where you can take people for so long, and then you want to kind of, you know, go and read a book or and be by yourself, that's very normal for the name of Elizabeth. The letter J is called a cornerstone vibration for you, and it has a one vibration connected to it of independence and leadership, initiative and drive, and self-employment. It's the money number, so I just share that with you. So how old are you, dear?
I'm 46.
Okay. 46. Just as I told Anne for 64, 46 is absolutely one of the important ages, not just numerologically, but also astrologically. It's around that time that you are now, 42, 3, 4, 5, 6, somewhere in there, that, first of all, they call it the midlife crisis. There is a the soul begins to reassess its life. And at 46, I see new beginnings, new directions that should really grab hold at 47. Now, let's see here what year you are in. And you are in a 7 year also. Mopey dopey, mopey dopey. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I have a lot of change going on.
Yes, you do. This is a year that I want you to just, it's very tricky. You're dealing with relationships that you need to make some choices about. You're also dealing with some work and career situations going on here. So know that I think that in June and July are going to be your best months. Expect something unexpected to drop in your lap, probably in June, and from July all the way to December, the focus of your whole life is going to be on your work and your career. Work and career, and expect the unexpected. But I like what I see for you June and July, and maybe a new job or a career change is coming to you that you have to make some choices about in the month of July. Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
You know, just chill out this year. This year has the potential to be a little bit testy, but stay quiet, talk to spirit, stay in your soul, and allow the universe to guide you. The word is allow, and you'll get through this. Next year, a new direction in your life. You come under the star card. New direction, new career, new opportunities. So this is your spiritual year. Do spiritual things. Listen to Mary Beth's shows and all her speakers.
Awesome.
And do a spiritual program intensely this year. Okay?
That sounds great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Woo! This has been awesome. Well, we may have time for one more caller. I don't know. We're getting kind of short. But maybe a quickie, and that would be 888-627-6008. But in the meantime, I want you to know that you can find out all about Elizabeth Summers on her show page on havingitallradio.com. That's havingitallradio.com. And Elizabeth Summers has a show page there. You can get all of her information, her website, social media, everything that she's up to. And it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to learn more about her. So let's talk a little bit more about numbers. I just find this so fascinating. You definitely have really a master's grasp of this. So, yeah, and I love that, you know, about Elizabeth, because, you know, that's my middle name, too.
Well, then, you must be fabulous, too.
Of course. Well, I know it means being consecrated to God.
That's right. And we like that, and we are. We are. You know, I love my work. It's not work. I love my people. I love the work that I do. I see the results of the work that the ancients, in my study of the ancients, I mean, it's not me. I'm just the mouthpiece. I'm just the interpreter, if you will. But I've been, it's like playing the piano. The more we practice and experience and put in the gifts that I have, the medium gifts, the psychic intuitive gifts, but my readings are based on facts. That's down here. You know, it is just like a flower garden where I plant seeds and water it, and eventually the beautiful flowers begin to bloom in people's lives. And that is so joyful. So I love my work. And I'm very grateful for you to have me on your show. What fun we've had.
Oh, absolutely. I don't know if we have time. We have one more person, Carmela Ivana, on May 14th. But we only have like maybe 2 or 3 minutes. Do you think we could do something for her?
Well, let's just see. First of all, two things. Let's just ask her. Well, how old are you, Carmela?
I am 42, and it's July 14th.
Oh, and it's July 14th. Well, that's important. And so let's just see what personal year you are in. He's coming up here. You're Cancer, the sign of Cancer. Now, be careful. Cancerians are people pleasers. So we don't want that for you because, this is going to be an important year for you. This is a 4 year, starting in July, a 4 year of foundation, of work, of house or home. You might move to a new house or home. And it's the 22-4, which is the full card in tarot. Part of your life is going to finish and complete, and your soul's going to start turning you in a new direction. This is going to be a very big year for you coming up, honey. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Stay very focused. Your birthday numbers, your personality is 14-5, and sometimes those five personalities are not the most focused people in the whole world. You know what I mean? So I want you to really focus as much as you can, because I think this is going to be a big year for you. You're under the full card of a new direction in your life. Mm-hmm. And something can just drop in your lap. And it's connected to your work and your career also, I think. Yep. So.
Yes, wonderful.
So you go, girl. Make us proud.
Awesome, Ivana. That's wonderful. Awesome. So we have about one more minute. Do you have any wonderful, we have about 2 or 3 minutes.
Well, yes. We can just talk forever, can't we?
Oh, we could. This has been a lot of fun. I think we've got a lot of great readings. And as I said, all of your information is going to be on our show page. The replay will be up probably tomorrow. And,
the important thing that I really want to share with people is the value of esoteric numerology and the way that I do it, at least. I can only speak for myself. That they are codes of information like a language. That once the formulas are worked through, and I see what tools the person is bringing into this lifetime. What are their challenges? Not everything is a challenge. What are their gifts? That is so empowering to the person that they get focused. They get clarity. They get their feet out. They get their feet under them, in other words. You know what I mean? That says no. And these ancients knew what they were talking about. I get as amazed as the next person when I put this all together. And I'll tell you, Mary Beth, sometimes I take a deep breath and kind of just say it and think, oh, my gosh, I hope this is meaningful to that person, and it comes back.
Absolutely.
And they say, that's right.
We are out of time. So I hate to cut you off, but be sure to learn more about Elizabeth on havingitallradio.com on her show page. You'll learn all about her and how to contact her. So lots of love, everybody. Many, many blessings. And we will see you next week on Having It All.
Join Marbeth next week on Having It All. Visit havingitallradio.com to learn more about Marbeth Dunn and her special guests. And be sure to download your free report.